This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump called into Fox & Friends television program Friday morning saying he was not targeting the Bidens when he held up military aid from Ukraine. AP correspondent Rita Foley has more.
It's crazy what's going on because the people get it. It's a hoax.
President Trump says he was just trying to root out corruption in Ukraine when he withheld nearly $400 million in military aid. His view of the impeachment investigation?
I think it's very hard for them to impeach you when they have absolutely nothing.
But Democrats who just wrapped up public hearings say the president was trying to pressure Ukraine to investigate his political rivals, the Bidens.
They've looked like fools over the last 5 days.
Rita Foley, Washington.
There's a new development in the Justice Department's investigation of the FBI's probe into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. We get the details from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The word is it's historic. That's what the word is. That's what I hear.
In a phone call with Fox and Friends, President Trump touted a report from the Justice Department's Inspector General expected to be released next month. A key focus is whether the FBI's use of a secret surveillance warrant to monitor the communications of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page was legal and proper. And an AP source says a former FBI lawyer is being investigated for allegedly altering a document related to that surveillance. The president tells Fox and Friends,
"This was spying on my campaign, something that has never been done in the history of our country. This was an overthrow attempt at the presidency."
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Optimism about trade talks between the United States and China sent stock prices higher on Wall Street Friday. The Dow added 0.39%, while the S&P rose by 0.22%. The Nasdaq gained 0.16%. This is VOA News. A former CIA case agent has been sentenced to 19 years in prison for an espionage conspiracy with China. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
55-year-old Jerry Chongqing Li has been sentenced in federal court in Alexandria after his guilty plea earlier this year to conspiracy to commit espionage. Prosecutors say Chinese intelligence officers gave Li more than $840,000 and that Li likely gave them all the information he had from a 13-year career as a CIA case officer. They wanted a prison term of over 20 years. Defense lawyers who wanted 10 years say the government never showed that the money came from China or that Li ever carried out any plans to deliver government secrets. Shelley Antler, Washington.
Iraqi security forces killed 4 people on Friday as they opened fire and launched tear gas at protesters on a central Baghdad bridge. 2 people died from bullet wounds and 2 from tear gas canisters launched directly at their heads. At least 61 more people were injured. At least 330 people have been killed since the start of mass unrest in Baghdad and southern Iraq in early October. Protesters are demanding the overthrow of a political class seen as corrupt and serving foreign powers, while many Iraqis languish in poverty without jobs, health care, or education. Thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered on Friday to hold their alternative celebration of the country's 76th Independence Day at Martyrs Square in central Beirut. While the country's top politicians attended a military parade at a limited official Independence Day display, protesters converged on the city center waving Lebanese flags. The area has been occupied by protesters since mid-October and is closed off to traffic. The demonstrations began October 17th against proposed taxes on WhatsApp calls and have turned into a condemnation of the country's political elite who have run Lebanon since the end of the civil war. Protesters are calling for a new government and elections outside the traditional sectarian-based power-sharing agreement. A former Boston College student pleaded not guilty Friday to involuntary manslaughter on allegations she encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself. In Young Yu appeared in Suffolk County Superior Court in Boston after returning to the U.S. from South Korea. Prosecutors say she tormented her former boyfriend with thousands of text messages in the final months of their relationship, including several messages to kill himself. The young man did just that on May 20th. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.